Wake Up with Nikki and Zamello.
Nikki and Zamello. Thanks to the Mandra Forum.
97.3 Coast FM.
And both of us are here, which means neither of us the ones that took out the $107 million.
No.
No.
I believe you have to buy a ticket to do that.
Well, yeah, I realise that. Thinking it's unlikely one person's going to take it all out.
And there you go. She's just made history. Was a Sydney mum?
Yeah, apparently.
Inner suburbs.
Not quitting her job.
No.
What did you enter for in the first
place? I feel like she's not taking advantage of the $107 million. Maybe she hasn't quite fathomed how much money that is.
I can understand.
You don't need to work, honey.
That would be hard.
I'm just wondering, imagine that much money sitting in your bank account. The interest
exactly
you're getting
right.
every year is more than probably triple what we earn anyway.
I don't think that's too hard to achieve. Mm. But I wonder if anyone else has seen the footage of divers off Hawaii and their encounter with what is possibly the world's largest great white shark.
It is enormous.
Yeah. I mean, and people were patting it. These divers, they're mad. But
really are mad.
Estimated to be 6 metres long, weighing 2.5 tons.
A lot.
It's also, and you noticed, it's oddly wide, with some people suggesting that it's actually possibly
it's
pregnant.
It's got like a pot belly.
Yeah.
A beer belly.
We're thinking so.
Yeah.
Not that anyone see is game to ask, because you don't want to make that mistake with a human.
Oh, when are you due?
Let alone with a shark. I'm not. Oh, awkward.
Freaky food.
It's freaky food. Morning, and there is an aroma of Vegemite in the studio, Nikki.
There is. I've just cracked a fresh container ready for today's challenge.
That'll do it. You've broken the seal on the yeast. Now, okay, I probably could have put that better.
Cool.
So for those that have just joined us and maybe never heard this before, this is where we get a couple of strange foods.
Yeah.
Actually, no, a couple of fairly regular foods and combine them.
Yeah. So we've had a lot of suggestions sent in by you. So if you've got one, head to our website, coastlive.com.au, and suggest your freaky food combo.
And it's not, again, I need to restate this. It's not just weird food combinations that you've gone, I reckon, mango, Vegemite and chocolate. I mean, that might be fantastic, but you need to actually eat it.
Yeah, something like, that
you something
you've
discovered
in.
That you love.
Yeah.
That's what we want to try. So what have we had shared with us today?
Well, Hayley from Averley has shared this one with us today.
Right.
It is Vegemite, as we stated before.
And
ice cream. So I've got my little container here of vanilla ice cream.
Did she
I'm not
state
really
vanilla?
Sure. No, she just said ice cream. Okay. I guess mix up the flavour, see what you like. I'm not really sure how to go about this. Should I spread it on like toast?
I don't.
Do I do a little bit of Vegemite, a little bit of...
I don't know. I can't imagine...
It's not going
to It's going to be easy to spread Vegemite on ice cream.
Okay.
Are you going to?
It's quite spreadable, actually.
Oh, well, there we go.
It's like buttering some bread. All right, let's spread it all over. Okay, so
really
our freezer
not.
Here at work must be super powerful because this ice cream is like a rock. That is, oh my goodness. Okay.
So now hang on. Just going into this, as you get into it, I'm just thinking salted caramel is very much a thing.
Yeah.
Is this potentially where we're going here? Is this going to be like the next salted caramel?
Okay, here we go. First mouthful.
It's not horror. I'm on your face, I'm not seeing horror. I'm not seeing disgust. Mm.
Oh, no, that's not good. That's yuck.
I think that is the first flat out.
Oh, no, that's... Nah. That's disgusting. That's like everything you love about ice cream destroyed.
Oh.
Yuck. That is really sour.
Terribly disappointed, aren't you?
Like the tanginess of Vegemite. Just ruined.
Creaminess of ice cream.
Both of them are ruined with that combination.
On their own, they're fantastic, but they should never, ever meet again.
Ever put them together.
Thanks for that suggestion.
Thanks a lot, Hayley. You're a weirdo.
Maybe you picked the wrong flavour of ice cream.
Yeah, look, maybe try a different combo, but definitely not vanilla ice cream and Vegemite. I'm giving that a 2 out of 10.
Okay, so...
Lowest score so far, 2 out of 10 Vegemite and vanilla ice cream.
Eat at your own risk.
I dare you.
You know what? I'm not exactly surprised.
No.
Yeah. To be honest with you. Make your suggestions at coastlive.com.au.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
If you wouldn't mind plugging us in, Nikki.
Now, Disney fans, rejoice. The Hunchback of Notre Dame will be returning to the big screen in a soon-to-come live-action remake.
Live action?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Okay. The film will simply be called Hunchback and will take part from both the 1996 film and the 1831 Victor Hugo novel. Josh Gad will produce the movie. He has been heavily involved in Disney in the past, of course, voicing Olaf in Frozen.
Ah.
And he also featured in the live-action Beauty and the Beast remake. Casting decisions are yet to be announced. Now, Cardi B, Janelle Monáe, Kacey Musgraves and Post Malone will all perform at the 2019 Grammy Awards. All of these acts are in the running for the prestigious Album of the Year Award as well. Mm. Other scheduled to, acts scheduled to play at their ceremony include Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes and Dan and Shay. The Grammy Awards, hosted by Alicia Keys, are on Sunday, February 10. Now, sound the alarm. Nikki Webster is back.
Get out.
That's right. 18 years on from Strawberry Kisses, and Nikki has released a new track aimed at getting kids off their iPads and leading more active lifestyles.
Not how I thought you were going to finish that sentence.
Now, Nikki now owns a dance studio on the Central Coast where she made the music video for this new tune called Move Your Body.
Don't stop now, you're going far. You can do it, don't give up. Let the people hear you. What?
Everybody.
And just quietly, it's working because you're moving.
That is a great tune. She needs her own kids show. Get her a show now.
Immediately. Nickelodeon, sort it out.
And three more Australian hopefuls have been named as finalists to represent us at Eurovision this year.
I see.
Now, Tanya Doko from Bachelor Girl, former Killing Heidi frontwoman Ella Hooper, and past The Voice winner Alfie Arcuri will join Kate Miller-Heike, Courtney Act, Mark Vincent, Shepherd, Electric Fields, Aiden, and Leah Nanos at the Eurovision Australia Decides event on SBS on February 9th. Now, Tanya Doko's song was actually written for J-Lo. J-Lo almost recorded it and then didn't. So I'm super excited to hear her song.
And are they going to have a sing-off? Is that how it's going to go?
Yep. To decide the winner.
Australia decides? Or?
Yeah, I think so.
Ooh, we'll have to watch with it. I'm not familiar with how this process is done.
No, I don't think they've done this before.
Okay, well,
it's new.
We'll all find out together.
Mm-hmm. Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
All right, Friday edition underway, and Transperth again have got some news for us. They've advised afternoon train services are likely to be busier than usual because there's a BBL match on.
Right.
At Optus Stadium this evening. So just plan ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Transperth.wa.gov.au. Fringe World kicks off today.
Right.
Lots of arty and interesting and funny and
lots of glitter.
Glitter. Mm. Odd. Bit of odd. There's always a bit of odd in Fringe. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
Some of it free. Lots of venues involved. Fringeworld.com.au has your
details.
Am I
right to say the main area is Elizabeth Quay again?
I think you're right there. It's definitely...
If you head down there, there's a lot of fun, and then there's little like bits all over the city.
Including Coburn.
Okay.
Like Coburn Gateway. Okay. Shopping City's got some bits and pieces. So, there's, you know, it's not too far away. And January 18, which if I'm correct is today, right?
You are correct in saying that.
I panicked for a moment because I didn't think it was. Is Thesaurus Day.
Today is Thesaurus Day.
So, and all they're saying is just look up a thesaurus and broaden your horizons.
Is that like a dinosaur?
Yeah, it's a dinosaur made of words. Correct. Yeah, no,
the word dinosaur.
Yeah, correct.
There you go.
You use a thesaurus today.
Yep.